What was that? What the hell was that?
Hey! Here we go. Watch out. NBA Show. It's a bonus episode. It's a Saturday. What are you doing, Jimmy? It's hot out. It's lovely. Yeah, look, I'm just doing a quick little bonus episode right now to wrap up my thoughts on Game 2. It's just happened. I've just turned it off. I've just kicked the squid outside with old mate. They're hanging out with Larry. They're running around the backyard, causing havoc. It's great. And I'm sitting here in Larry Harmer Studios trying to process what we just saw. And look, let's just get right into it, shall we? Because right now, episode no number, because this is going to be a bonus app. We're going to quickly just really smash through a bit of Lakers Heat action Game 2. Look over the questions we had and then give out some awards. So let's just bloody well get to it right after a real quick break so I can get all my shit set up.
This is Matthew Dellavedova and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better watch out for the AD attack, I guess, if you're the Heaters there. Oh, jeez. That's right. That was a... look, it wasn't as bad as you might think it could have been, considering the whole Heaters there were down two starters. But yeah, look, this is the story of Game 2 in the NBA Finals, isn't it? You know, A, it's lovely outside of Melbourne. You got fuckwits going to the beach. Not social distancing, not wearing masks. Good on you, you fucking morons. But anyway... the other good stuff was, you know, beautiful day, beautiful weekend in Melbourne, hanging out. And you're like, let's get stuck in. And then boom, you find out, yeah, instead of Bam Adebayo and Goran Dragic, the flog Dragic, you've got Myers Leonard and Tyler, and there goes my hero starting. So it's one of those ones where you're like, oh, fuck. I'm still going to watch it, but I'm pretty sure I know the outcome. So look, we had the three questions that we asked yesterday on Friday's show. Can the Lakers keep shooting threes the way they did? And look, they couldn't, really, but they kind of could. It was a weird mix, wasn't it? Because KCP and Danny Not the Boxer Green was shithouse, but it didn't matter because Rondo turned into fucking Ray Allen out of nowhere. And it's like, what? What is going on? But the Lakers still shot 16 of 47 from three. And obviously, every time they've shot over 30% from downtown in this playoff run, they've won. So, yeah, that'll do it. Rondo goes 3 of 4 from downtown. That is as many threes as Danny Not the Boxer Green and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope hit combined. So, not bad. The second question was, will they stay small for longer periods? Look, it was a weird, nice mix and match, wasn't it? But it was a lot more sort of small ball. He had a lot of Keith. He basically played the same amount as Howard. So, they were kind of throwing a lot of different looks at the Heat, and it really kept Miami a lot. Sort of on the back foot, kept him a bit wonky, kept him a bit discombobulated. Love that. We even got J.R. Smith for 3 minutes, which is pretty crazy. And the other big question from yesterday was, can AD to continue to be an absolute wrecking ball? He's a wrecking ball! And the answer is a resounding fuck yes. So there you go. Answered those questions. The Heat, can Kendrick Lamar Nunn give him the old Goran Dragic scoring punch that they're going to need? The answer was like, kinda, but not really. I mean, 13 points in his 29 minutes for Kendrick Lamar Nunn. Just looked a little bit overmatched. Went 1 of 4 from downtown. Tyler Hero couldn't really quite do it either. He tried. He had the 17, but yeah, not quite there. Is there life left in Kelly Olynyk and Myers Leonard? Look, I mean, there was for Kelly, the hoser. He goes 3 of 7 from deep. Ends up with 24 points, which was pretty good, but Myers Leonard was not much chop. Only ends up out there for 9 minutes, and it wasn't the world's most impressive 9 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And the final question we have for the Heat was: can Jimmy Butler step up and deliver a playmaking super megastar 40-point game and lift them up? Look, he tried, and he went to the line a crap ton. It was nice to see the free throw swings and roundabouts go back towards the Heat. They shoot 34 to 17, double the amount. But I mean, that was because Anthony Davis just wasn't missing any shots. So tough one. All right, so the Heat end up losing 124, 114. The 10 points is like literally the most apt final margin because it felt like the Lakers were up 10 points at every moment in the second half as soon as they sort of let the Heat just sort of keep up with them. And the Heat threatened all the way, didn't they? It was pretty weird. And when I say pretty, I mean very. They could never quite escape them. I think it got up to, 18 points in the third quarter. But the Heat just kept putting together a couple of little runs. They got up below 10 points twice in the entire second half, though. But it literally just sat at or around 10 points for, I think, the vast majority of the fourth quarter. I think I may have even tweeted out. It's like, holy shit, this is just... The fact that it's only a 10-point margin is as wild as the time my buddy Kane jumped off the fucking Barwon Heads bridge fully clothed, which was nuts at the time. And even more nuts that he still made it back to shore. Good on you, Kane. But still... In terms of the game flow, it really, really never felt like the Heat had much of a shot. The Lakers just sort of punched him in the mouth. The Heat sort of stood there wobbling on their feet, kept their guard up, but could never land any sort of real run of counterpunches. And both the second and third quarters were awesome because it was just like nonstop scoring the entire time. And you're like, well, that's fine, but Miami, you actually have to stop them on the odd occasion. Like, Miami dropped 39 points in the third quarter, which is the same as what the Lakers had in the second. But it was never really like a, oh, here they fucking really properly come, because they couldn't just string together any sort of sense of defensive stops. And it was a bit of a... Look, it was kind of almost what you expected, because without the two starters, they don't have that over-the-top talent to really throw you right into the breach and go, fuck it, let's go, fellas. It was much more like, we're gritty, we're determined, we're going to stick with them, but we just don't have the top-end talent to really get over the top, and that's what happened. So for the Heat, Butts ends up with 25 points as an absolute rip-snorter of a playmaking game. 13 assists. I think his over-under was 5. So, yeah, not bad. 8 rebounds as well. Goes to the line 12 times and shot 7 of 17, but there was like, he only took 1 3 and was like a desperation sort of heave at the end of a shot clock that didn't even come close. How do you have hit that, though? That 3 when he missed it, it's like, oh shit, they would have been back within 8 and it would have been much closer, but no, wasn't quite there. Crowder couldn't quite, you know, get out there, dominate. He had 12 points, 7 rebounds, 17 for There Goes My Hero. Dunkey Robinson continues his torrid stretch of shooting, 2 of 7 from downtown in his 9 points. Myers Leonard, as mentioned, only 9 minutes out there. Kelly the Hoser Olynyk, though, bit of a revelation, 9 of 16 shooting, 3 of 7 from downtown, 9 rebounds, 24 points. There was just not much else help, you know. Kendrick Lamar, none, 13 points, as mentioned, 3 of 7 shooting. Not quite Goran on the Flog Dragic style. Iguodala hit 1-3, hit his other two shots as well, 7 points, but look, they were just leaving him open. Like, LeBron's just like, oh yeah, Iggy, fuck mate, just shoot that if you want. And on the other end, like, every time they left LeBron open, he just fucking nailed a shot. So, for what it's worth, the Heat shot the shit out of the ball. They shot 50%, but they only took 71 shots, which is just brutal. The Lakers took 97. They had 97 field goal attempts to 71. They only out-rebounded them by 8, but it was 16 offensive rebounds. You can really, really see the size difference as well. Anthony Davis has 8 offensive rebounds. LeBron's out there. Caruso's just coming in out of nowhere to get rebounds on the offensive end. You're like, oh, shit. The Heat, when they're out there in their zone, it didn't really seem to matter. It didn't slow them down at all. LeBron, AD, they just keep driving. Anthony Davis just wasn't missing. LeBron ends up with a 33-9-9. AD, 32-14. He didn't miss for most of the fucking game. Ends up 15-20. It's 1-1 from 3. There was a moment there where I'm pretty sure he was like, 11 to 12? Jesus, it was amazing. What a great game. Absolute wrecking ball stuff from Anthony Davis. Dwight has only 2 rebounds, but 6 points, and did some good, actual good work at times. Danny not the box of green. Horrible game. 1 of 8 from him. 3 points. 11 for the notorious KCP, but that came on 11 three-pointers and 14 field goal attempts. 11 for Kuz. Including a wild magic behind the back head pass, which is dumb as fuck. Rondo throws in 16 points and 10 assists. He was a gun. I mentioned that he turned into Ray Allen. 3 of 4 from downtown. Keith Morris had 6 points, 5 rebounds, but hit 2 of 5 threes, which there was one it hit early and you're like, ah, fuck, here they go. And he hit one late that was pretty much like, yeah, this game's over. And Caruso, 6 points here, 2 of 4 from downtown too. So not many turnovers for the Lakers, which was key. They only had 9, same as the Heat. They win the rebounding battle. They were passing much more crisply. They go 16 to 47 from 3. Look, anytime the Lakers are going to hit 16 threes, you're fucked. You just are. And that's exactly what happened. So good win by the Lakers. I think I mentioned this after game one. They're 54 and zip after, with a lead at the end of the third quarter. They're now 55 and zip. So, yeah, there you go. So how did the bets go? I think we had KCP over 1.5 threes. And look, your old mate Jimmy may have won a little bit of coin today. Thanks to the notorious KCP knocking in a 3, which I believe was actually the last made Lakers field goal to get him over 1.5 threes for the game. AD, the points over, basically hit by like halfway through the third quarter. He was crushing. I think it was 28.5. And the points over absolutely smoked that with those second and third quarters just full of scoring. LeBron triple-double came very fucking close to hitting. 33-9-9. It could not have been closer, basically. The Heat, plus 9.5. Ah! Half a point off, so not bad, not bad. So that'll go down as 0-1. But look, let's do an NBA Australia pre-performance of the evening, morning, whatever you want to call it. What do you reckon?
That's not a knife.
Oh! That's a knife. LeBron James, 33-9-9, but it wasn't good enough to get the NBA Australia pre-performance in line, because that goes to Anthony Davis. The brow, he's out there. Look. These two are now going fucking mano-a-mano for the finals MVP, aren't they? I think I might bring it up on Monday's show. Should they play one-on-one for the finals MVP? Just blank out a quarter in game 3 or 4 of this probable sweep. And just get them playing one-on-one. But Anthony Davis, he fucking 32 points, 14 rebounds, 8 of which were on the offensive end. Just jumping over the top of this tiny Heat team. Muscling fucking Myers Leonard and Kelly Olynyk out of the road every time. It actually got brought up on the broadcast. Udonis Haslam's giving an impassioned speech. It kind of lit a fire under their bums a little bit, but it wasn't quite enough because, I don't know, they just don't have quite the talent without Bam and Goran out there. But, I mean, the idea of, like, throwing Udonis Haslam out there just to get some fucking fouls, rack up some fouls, slow AD down, throw some of that old man strength around. So it would have been interesting, but I don't know. Nothing would have slowed Anthony Davis down today. I always referred to him as a fucking human pterodactyl, and that's exactly what he was today. Just reaching over dudes, 15 to 20 shooting, a plus 11. He just took the game over. And we've seen it happen when he was in New Orleans, but it was obviously never in a spot as big as this. He had great playoff series before, but not in, you know, when it comes to stakes as big as these. And he absolutely smoked it. What a game. 32, 14, plus 11. He was awesome. Good job, Anthony Davis. Really enjoyed it because you're just like, holy shit. It's like, it hits a point where he's just like, Mike Breen's fucking giddy. I'm giddy. It's like, holy shit. You can't really complain about how good he's playing and how much of a smackdown he's laying on the Heat, because it's just fucking fun to watch sometimes some dude just go completely ham. And that's exactly what AD did. What about old mate, no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Kyle Kuzma. What are you doing? Not only did he throw the behind-the-head fucking Magic Johnson pass to absolutely nobody, but he also pretty much, you know, committed an offensive foul, as well as throwing it out of bounds. Doesn't get called for the foul, but lands on his ass, lands pretty heavily. And remember, going back last year, LeBron's like, hey, man, if you fall over, stay on the ground. Your brothers will come pick you up. Yep, nah, not when you're Kuzma. AD and LeBron, I think it might have actually been Howard and LeBron are just standing there going, yeah, no, that was fucked, mate. They just walked away. Kuzma had to pick himself up. That was great. But old mate, no mates, in the spirit of the award, it's got to be Butts. I mean, the worm is slowly starting to turn as well. We've seen Kawhi and Paul George. Kawhi. And Paul George obviously cop it after their shitting in the bed against the Nuggets in the second round. And everyone going, maybe they're not as good as we think they are. Now Butts is copping a little bit of it. And I don't want to hear a fucking word of it. He's amazing. He's been great. Everyone yelling out there, why can't Jimmy Butler do everything? It's like, it's It's because he's playing against two of the five best players in the NBA, one of the best defenses in the NBA this season as well. And he's out there without Goran the Flog Dragic or Bam Adebayo. Kelly Olynyk. Kelly fucking Olynyk was his best teammate today. And he played a shit game. It was literally the worst 24-9 game you'll ever see anyone play Kelly Olynyk. So, weird, but that's exactly how it was. He was like in the wrong spot at the wrong time, just over and over and over again. I mean, it might have been his fault that the fucking zone kept getting busted and the fact that the Heat didn't want to go back to man-to-man properly because they're like, well, we've got Kelly fucking Olynyk out there. Just pop a shoulder out or something, Kelly. What are you doing, mate? Anyway, spud of the night really quickly. This one's easy.
Spud of the night.
Danny, not the box of green. Oh, jeez, what are you doing? 1 of 8. 22 minutes, he goes 1 of 8, all of which were from downtown. He has 2 steals and a foul. He's a +4, but ends up with 3 points. And obviously his mate, Notorious KCP, 4 of 14. Ah, Jesus. Kentavious, mate. What are you doing? What do you call a bloke whose name is Kent? Like, you call him Kenny, Kent, Kentavious, Vicious, V. I love it. The Notorious KCP, 11 points on 14 shots in a finals game. But won me some money. Can't complain too much. But 2 of 11 from downtown, 3 of 19 from downtown combined. You giant spuds. That was just fucking brutal. Duncan Robinson, obviously, as well, is not covering himself in glory this final series so far. 2 of 7 from downtown. Dunkey Robinson, to rehab his image, is going to have to hit basically fucking anywhere between, what, 6 to 10 threes in game 3? For everyone to go, oh, no, he is good. Nice. Panting of the night. AD. Anthony Davis played a fucking absolute belter, but also got blocked. He got gah, by Kendrick Lamar Nunn, and that was pretty great because he got straight killed.
He got straight killed.
It was awesome. Kendrick Lamar Nunn, that dude is not very tall. In fact, he's 6'2". Anthony Davis, I mean, he's probably listed, what, 6'10", but he's actually, we all know that he's like basically, he's the old KD 7-footer, isn't he? It's the old, no, you're 7 foot. You just don't want to list yourself. It's the Kevin Garnett 7-footer. You don't list yourself as a 7-footer because chicks look at you differently. But Kendrick Lamar Nunn just got up there, blocked the absolute bejesus out of AD, and that was fucking great. So good job, Kendrick Lamar Nunn. And finally, better than Lonzo, bloody ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Tyler Hero. There goes my Tyler Hero. Look, didn't look as lost as he did in game one. He goes 5 of 12 overall, but only 1 of 3 from downtown. Took a pretty ill-advised 3 at one point. We were like, ah, Tyler, if that had gone in, I get how you would have started feeling it, but it wasn't quite there for him to take. Bit early in the shot clock. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 turnovers. Not too bad. 6 of 6 from the free throw line. He was a lot more active, and I enjoyed that. So he's better than Lonzo Ball today because 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. More than Lonzo Ball has in his entire playoff career combined. Because he's never fucking been there. All right. Quick, yeah, nah. We got this one from, Pothole 69? Yeah, nah, Jimmy. There's no fucking way Tyler Hero can knock down LeBron and get called a charge. The guy's as big as LeBron's elbow. Yeah, nah. This is one of the things that sort of shat me about this game. There's a couple of charge calls, and you're like, oh, really? 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 Tyler Hero is going to get called for a charge on LeBron and knock him down? LeBron's fucking twice Tyler Hero's size. Like, literally, he might weigh as many as 2 Tyler Heroes. So that was a bit shit. And there was another one where I think Caruso got a blocking call, a charge call going his way. I guess it was against, Butts, or maybe Crowder, but either way. It was against Kendrick Lamar Nunn, because Nunn was actually in the air before Caruso got set, and the fucking refs are like, no, that's a charge, bro. It's like, do we have to fucking keep doing this? Charges and blocks sucks. Tell you what. All right, there you go. That's basically it for today because we are basically just making sure we've got game two covered with a bit of an idea. So I got all my ducks in a row, so I'm not covering game two and three on Monday. So there you go. All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And don't be a fucking dickhead and wear a mask.